Okay. Call our meeting back to order. And we've got a public hearing posted according to, for budget, according to 50.540, section 5.1. And Mr. Finley, our auditor's just come into the room. And I got a feeling he's prepared for this.
I hope so. Are you ready for me?
I'm ready. We're ready.
First thing I'd like to do is thank you for the opportunity to speak and ask if there's anybody in the public that has any pertinent information about the 2011 budget. And I'm assuming that that's
don't
not
see anybody raising a hand. So.
Anyway, I do thank you guys for that, and I just want you to know that, everyone to know that we've begun to work on the budget, and as it states in Chapter 50 of RSMO, that the estimates and plans were with estimated costs, which were are classified according to funds, were turned in September 1st. Any of those that were not turned in by September 10th are prepared by the budget officer. That's already happened. The compilation of all those numbers has occurred, and you guys have copies of that compilation, which in Chapter 50 says those are supposed to be into you by November 15th. And normally we would be in the process of refining those numbers to finalize the budget, but because there's going to be a new member on the commission, we have actually have an extension to January 30th. And so the timeline has changed a little bit, but I know there's a lot of work to be done. I feel it's important we establish some goals and priorities. The timeline now would be working on revisions and fixing salaries between now and January 18th. Those are both things that statutorily are your responsibility. And then on January 18th, the budget needs to be available for the public.
January 18th.
January 18th.
Gotcha.
The final hearing required by the commission, and you guys need to post that in the paper. I will do that for you if you want me to. That final hearing needs to take place on January 28th. The reason we're doing the 28th rather than the 30th is because the 29th and 30th are weekend. I didn't figure you guys wanted to do it on the weekend. So.
Okay.
Really, what I'd like to have from you guys is tell me what your goals are as far as balancing revenues and operating expenditures. And, I can assume always your goal would be to balance or have an extra amount of revenues. That would be fantastic. But I think you guys have looked at that enough to know that that may not be a possibility. So but knowing that, I wanted to kind of get the feeling of you three and maybe Ron also of where we wanted to shoot for, and then maybe some priorities of where we wanted to look at changing some of those numbers.
So I'd also like to invite Ron Houseman, if he'd like, to come up and sit with Rick, or if you have comments, just make yourself welcome.
Sure.
Feel welcome.
From a short, precise comment on the budget, a goal would be to reduce our operating expense by at least $750,000.
That's the kind of thing that I'm looking for.
I believe we'll be around a 1 million. I don't have that number exact, but I believe our operating expense needs to be reduced from last year's operating expense by about $750,000 minimum.
I think in general county revenue last year we budgeted to spend almost $1.6 million, maybe $1.7 million more. I don't think we're going to get to that point.
Right.
I think we're going to be a little bit less than that. And right now, the way the budget that the compilation numbers that I gave you. I think it was like $1.2 million, somewhere
right
between $1.2 million and $1.3 million. So if you guys, I would like to have direction, okay, we want to cut that by, $100,000, or we want to cut that by $750,000, we can begin to look at where that, what we're going to have to do to get that done.
Based off what I think you had sent out, I thought we were going to be about $1.2 million. That's what I assumed that we'd be deficit for this year, knowing that we were going into the year about $1.6 million with the eyes open. So I believe $750,000 may be wonderful if we could somehow get to the $1.2 million.
Mm-hmm.
but we are still in an economic downturn, so we know some of those rebounds will happen as the economy improves. So that's where I'm comfortable with 750 is the goal I've got, and that's my personal goal for us to reduce.
Right, and I recognize that.
And then road and bridge, I think we're going to end up being with a little surplus, which is it's what I'm being told, and it looks like it. So probably the same number, no increases there. I'm trying to think the other ones. I think that's probably the two biggest. GCR and
what was the biggest ones? Sewer department. You know, sewer department is definitely the sewer is
right.
One of the biggest ones. But in the processes that they're in, the capital improvements, they have a lot of money to spend on those capital improvements. It's just a matter of getting the time and being able to get those done in an appropriate order.
And I think they're looking at improving their existing infrastructure so they can reduce their own expenses so they can be more self-sufficient. So for this conversation, GCR and road and bridge are the two things for my comments.
Well, one that will be tied to that you probably already recognize as assessor's fund will be tied to that. And knowing what we got information about the other day, it may be something we have to look at closely too.
Yes.
Is that figured in on your 1.2?
No.
Danny has figured in, and I can't tell you whether I figured any transfer or not. And I think that was the question you were really trying to ask me, did I figure any transfer? And I don't remember, but I don't suspect I did.
No, I think we expected to continue to get reimbursed. So that difference is going to be added onto the 1.2 probably.
So the state's unemployment problem is going to cost Taney County.
It looks like that. That's yeah, I agree with you.
To clarify that, your state tax commission unemployment individual.
Yes.
Based off that letter we got, them lacking having an employee, they weren't able to complete the ratio study. Therefore, they are going to withhold the funds.
Yes.
Okay.
I think is that what you mean? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought so.
Well, they are state employees, and their inability to fill a position is costing Taney County.
Okay.
That's what my statement was, and that's what I meant.
But since you brought the issue up, when they get there, the state gets that employee, and that work is done, they may still decide to withhold the fund. Is that correct?
We don't know. I don't know.
I would assume that they still have that. Yes. That doesn't solve the problem completely.
Well, with their radical actions, I would say that it's probably a possibility.
Yes, Mr.
Danny, any goals?
My goals have already been stated many times is to cut whatever the deficit that we have in that operating in half, whether it be 750 or whatever. As we go through and make the other adjustments, I can't say that it'll be 750. It may be 800, or it may be 650, or whatever. But my goal is to cut whatever deficit spending has taken place in half.
Well, I'd like to.
Is that it?
I'd like to add my goal, and that would be that. And I mentioned this before that we look at using our sewer sales tax funds, move some of those over into fund the law enforcement, as the ballot seems to say to me, and instead of reducing, have a even budget with what we had last time. Instead of reducing $750,000 or $600,000 or whatever, that we shoot for a budget equal to last year's, which would still call for some belt tightening because we've got 10% more in our health insurance. We know right off the top
that
the amount in animal control is only two things we've talked about so far. But anyhow, that'd be my goal. I don't know how this fits exactly, but let me see if I heard you right, Rick. We expected a 1.6, but it looks like we're going to end up with about a 1.2 deficit for 2010.
1.6 is what we expected, and I don't know what, I don't really know that I could project that, but it, no, it'll be more than a 1.2 deficit.
I think it'll be more than 1.2,
oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm thinking it's going to be less, but not that much less.
Don't think it'll be 1.2. You think it'll be closer to 1.4?
Yeah, if you ask me to guess without looking at it, that's
right.
What I guess.
Okay.
With the adjustments that we made last year, I have paperwork up there that showed that we started off with a 1.9 last year and moved that to a 1.5 or 1.6 area, and that's the reason a $750,000 figure was used for half the budget cut that I used. But I've got 1.9. Wrote on there, I think it even started off just a little bit more than that, but we made some adjustments and cut $300,000 to $400,000 off of it, and 7.5 is used. Do you show documentation on the very first of our report last year, Rick? I know you don't know whether you do that after you make the
adjustment. It'll be in my machine. I usually keep the one that I compile first.
So I've got the paperwork up there to show that we did, as a commission, make an adjustment, and I think it ended up at 1.5, and that's the reason I use the term all the time of goal of 750,000 this year and 750,000 next year.
Okay. I did look back at the budget last year, and a couple of things that were in the message of the budget that you guys actually approved is we talked about that we were spending that much more, and it says in here also included the budget were expenses for maintenance and upkeep for all the facilities, which we've become a little bit more aware of what kind of expenses we're going to have for those, and that's I think that's one of the things we'll have to look at, maybe some ways we can improve that. And then it says also the commission has asked for a total hiring freeze, and we request that if we lose personnel, that administration look at not replacing. And I don't know that that's happened very much. We have, I think, had some of that happen, but most have been replacing when they lost somebody. And I think that we might be looking at a different budget totally if we could have got what you guys asked for. And I know that's really difficult too, though.
We did achieve our goal in Road and Bridge by exactly the method that you're talking about. It wasn't very popular with some of the public. Some of them didn't understand that there was hiring done to proceed with certain projects that demanded that we have more workforce, and that workforce was trimmed. But we did achieve balancing Road and Bridge to the point of a positive income this year.
We actually had positive cash flow.
The cash flow sometimes is painful, but that was what we achieved. And Mr. Frank Preston worked with the commission and the retirees and the other things did achieve that goal that we set. So it's not impossible to do. Don't want to see it. But trying to estimate what revenue sources will be is out of our hands, but one thing about it is that we set a goal and try to achieve it and do not cut into our resources. We can't take out of your savings account forever, because sooner or later you have none.
That's right. Ron, do you have anything you want to add in there? I mean, you and I have talked some, but you want to tell us what your goals are, because I think you're going to be involved in this heavily.
How soon are they going to start the budgetary process?
We've got some meetings scheduled. I don't have all those exact dates in front of me. But we've got various hearings started. I saw a bunch come through from Nikki last week, I think. I think you guys have probably saw a bunch of those come through, but I don't remember specifically.
I don't remember.
There's none this week, but I believe they start next week.
part and what certainly could affect the budget, as was pointed out by Chuck, is the assessment fund. And after having read the letter that came down from the State Tax Commission, the State Tax Commission is not stating within that letter that Taney County has done anything incorrect or improper. And I think it would be prudent on behalf of this county commission, either through our council or through our state senator or our state representatives, to chat with the State Tax Commission about their reasoning for withholding our funds because they have not completed their job and their ratio study. It would also be interesting to know from the State Tax Commission if Taney County is the only county whose ratio study was not completed because their statistician had quit or had left employment. I forget what that said, but how many other counties are affected? Because the state does play a game when they're short of revenues, and they have for years, to withhold funds in a number of areas just until they do have cash available to make payments. And certainly our state senator would be a good avenue to go through to have those answers discovered in Jefferson City, because that letter doesn't indicate that we've done anything incorrect.
I called Ron, and yes, sir. I guess I've shared this at all, but I called last week whenever we had the emergency meeting. I guess it was Monday, and approved some extra funding to keep that budget all right, and visited with Mr. Epperson. And the report I got from him was that there were six or seven counties that they were withholding. So what I took from his conversation was that, and he did give some numbers of the values being low in certain things. And because of that, they decided those six or seven counties to not send the money out. So there's issues out there, although from what I took from him, there's issues out there with those six or seven counties.
Epperson
is who I spoke to. And the issue with the employee, evidently the process is partway down the road and they expect a problem, but they don't have it finished, is what I heard from him. And I'm sure he'd visit with any of y'all if you'd like to call him. But it was news to me when we had this emergency meeting. We're going to have to, and it brought up bad memories and all that kind of thing. So I think
I was just curious because the letter doesn't indicate any of that. It just states that that the tax commission has not been able to complete their job as yet. So, yes,
that would be a good call for somebody else to make, see if I understood him right. That it'd be nice to know if they're withholding funds from the other 100 counties, or 110 counties, really.
There's several counties because we heard it at our MAC meeting.
I think there's seven is what I heard. I heard seven counties were affected this time versus just us. But I plan to be talking to the State Tax Commission anyway, so I'll be calling them. Good. I already sent Randy Turley an email regarding this morning's comments, so I want to, I'll be talking to him, so I'll be calling Mr. Epperson too.
If I am hearing, Jim, you and Danny right, you're addressing the proposed or potential deficit. You had placed a dollar amount on it, Jim, and you had said half of whatever that deficit was, if I heard the two of you correctly, which may be the same amount or what it would work out to or something very close. So you're looking at trying to address the deficit we currently have between revenues and expenditures of the county by 50% each year over a two-year period. Is that right?
That's right. Well, yes and no.
Okay.
I believe if I were, and once again, I haven't studied it like I was a lot more fresher last year at this point, but because I haven't started the process, but I believe with the economic downturn, we're about $500,000 less than we were, say, in 08 numbers from a revenues perspective. Mm-hmm. So that, paired with the 750 to 800,000 cut, gets us to about 1.3 million. So that's where I see trying to balance the budget from that perspective, expecting the economy to rebound some next year. Now, if we say we don't expect the economy, I mean, that's one of the discussions in the meeting we'll have is, what do we expect the economy of Cheney County to do? Is it going to be a 1% flat, negative one? Because that really will help us match up the revenues to the expenses. And I know Branson posted a 1% is what they expect to increase. I think we're sitting at almost a 1% this year. Go ahead, sir.
Just to make sure you guys, I figured in at flat.
A flat, okay.
We did talk to you guys about that. And we can
flat
adjust that.
Right.
That's one of the ways we can cut that discrepancy is by...
Right, and so that's where I came up with my numbers, thinking that we're going to finish 1.3, 1.3-ish, maybe 1.4, but that's where I came up to close to a balanced budget of saying 750 plus the 500,000 we're short because the revenues are down because of the economy. So that's kind of just explain my reasoning.
I want to plant a seed for both of you to think about. Would you be adverse to tackling the entire deficit within a one-year period?
I would not be adverse to it.
Obviously, there would have to be a plan laid out, all departments considered, but to put the county back on firm financial footing, which would mean eliminating spending. That doesn't mean increasing anticipated sales tax or revenues, but eliminate a lot of the spending that has occurred the last few years. Just planting a seed.
Mm-hmm. I guess we could do that, Ron, with using the same tactic that the State Tax Commission uses that says there is a problem, but they haven't the manpower to identify the problem, but they just decided that there was, so they were going to withhold the money. So I guess we could use that same strategy as the state has, which I think is very... Well, I won't use that term, but anyway, that I feel like that's something that we might look at. But the actual benefit of services to the citizens, it would be something that I would have to evaluate considerably for me to go totally along with that, and. Of course, that's some tough work for the county commission to absorb and to try to balance an operating budget without tapping into capital improvement monies or anything like that. So that's where I'm at on it. Now, you and Jim, if you plant the seed and Jim starts sprouting it, it's not going to be much that I can say about it. But that's where I'm at.
No, I understand, and those are salient points. I think that we need to take a hard look at every department and where, in fact, we might find areas that we could be more efficient and more effective while spending less. But we'll do that through the process. Thank you. Those are good points.
Okay, anything else on budget?
Not at this point.
I'll tell you guys, I've been doing a lot of different things. I've been getting a few things back from some different department heads and stuff like that. I try to share those as I get them back. I hope you're looking at those. I send you all the emails, and I've included you in those. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put those extra worksheets that I'm getting from those departments, try to put those in the budget. And I'll give you a fresh, revised version of those compilation of numbers probably this week sometime. So it'll all be in one worksheet. You can look at it in one worksheet if you want to. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you need or want me to do anything else to give you more information so you can make good decisions, please let me know, and I'll try to get whatever I can do for you. Okay?
Appreciate it. Very good. All right, we'll close our public hearing on the budget. And move on to Road and Bridge. Welcome, Mr. Randy Hayes, as he heads up to the microphone.
I believe on the agenda we've got Outgranted Roads.
Correct.
I've got a couple other things I can go over with the time, the way it is, and... Do we want to talk about the Outgranted Roads after dinner? Because I'll have to bring the computer up in the the screen.
That, Randy, those outgranted roads, other than the three that were being processed, is something that I think can be put on the back burner to see what we, as a county, and I think that nothing again, your position,
okay,
but Frank Preston is responsible for that particular dollar value that's going to be set aside for what we might do on those roads, and I would okay. rather that he would present that with you. You're the one okay. that has been to the sites, shot some elevations, know the roads better than Frank does, but I would like for him to be present so that, because it does affect how he operates, his budget and workforce.
Okay.
So I would make a motion to table those that issue.
Okay. Well, just repost it. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to ask a question. You have me working on some letters. Do you want me to...
those three, yes.
Okay.
So, but we're just not going to deal with it right now, then you're saying, and repost it?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's 20 some.
That's fine with me. I just makes just clarifying what we're talking about.
Right.
You're working on letters, and we want Frank to lead the thing. And there's no time sensitivity, so we can wait another week or so or 2 weeks.
No, I mean these 26 can wait till he's back. If you want to do that.
Okay.
The thing of it is there's three that they agreed on while they were here.
Right.
Frank was present. He knows that these were agreed on. Let's get those in the process. Then there's Randy brought me a list of, I think, six or seven roads that are questionable about whether they're even our county roads.
Okay.
So those would be a long discussion before we enter into the complete, which they're going to bring forth, a complete outgranting process. And I don't want to enter into those till we get those questions answered, and Randy's familiar with them, but Frank ultimately is the guy that's going to be able to tell us if we can handle the...
Okay, that's fine. Well, let's repost them then, absolutely.
But Bob, the three that we talked about and you and Randy are working on, I mean, that's done in the past. That was in the minutes and with a meeting with them.
Well, I have Jillian typing the letter. I'm going to change it so that it reflects these three roads,
mm-hmm.
and then whatever maps or exhibits need to go with it, he's going to just have to get from the Corps or whatever.
Right.
Okay.
My motion to table is it?
Well, there's no reason to, because we don't have a table date, so we'll just let him repost it.
All right.
We're going to table it too. That's great. No problem.
That works for me. We had I got a phone call this morning from David Stottle. I guess we can talk about anything on Road and Bridge, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to stop you right here because I don't know the total details, and it could end up in a situation that needs to be discussed in another setting. And that'll be a vote of the commission. I don't...
I'm trying to think where you're going with this. Is this a Bob question?
This is a Bob question.
Okay. What else you got besides that? What else you got?
Yeah.
Okay, let me move on. All right.
Save some time, Randy, for Ronnie White. It may only take a minute, but I need to ask if you had a chance to look at that.
I did have a letter, and I didn't bring that with me. I apologize, but we can talk about that.
Okay.
We did have a shop talk last Tuesday, and kind of give you an update. Talked to the guys about all the new roads we took in 2010, just so they have them on their snow removal route. I also asked them if we get hit with a storm, are we pretty well ready? And they are pretty well set. They do have some mechanical work on minor stuff on some trucks that they're constantly working on, a couple of graders. So, but for the most part, I mean, they'll be ready when a storm hits. Steve Biggs has started on the pole building at the transfer station, and he's currently working on that, and Charlie's assisting him with that building. We also have crews working on a couple of projects. Parksley is one, and Cotton Rock is the other project they're working on. The rest of the crews are pretty much just working on roads that we plan to chip seal next year, doing prep work, brush cutting, dig outs. That, and we are doing dig outs in some areas that won't be on next year's list, but they're just small, spotty stuff that they're trying to catch up on. So we're also cleaning gravel and out of some low water structures. And I did mention to Harlan the one that you and I talked about in Old Gazee Mills, just to kind of keep that on his list. We have several of them type of low water structures that they just need constant little bit of maintenance, keeping the culvert clean. So, and that was basically the shop talk in a nutshell. The other item, and I didn't get a chance to talk to Frank about this, but back during the Casey Road project, I think you guys agreed on the Ryan White property to pay him a flat fee for the rock pillar that we had in discussion, and we never could come to agreement. And I did have the letter. I didn't bring it with me, but it was the amount of $500 we were going to pay him and let him build whatever he wanted to. He didn't agree with our contractor that we had to do the job, and then he also changed. We were supposed to build one. He wanted two, and there wasn't enough material there to build the two. So
Ronnie, you feel like agreed to take the $500?
I don't know if he agreed. That's what you guys, that's what the amount was figured up to build the additional pillar or whatever is what, that was the figure that was come up with by the contractor. And I think Frank was dealing with the gentleman we had to build the pillar and complete that. And Mr. White didn't agree with that. He wanted more than what we had in writing on the previous letters.
Okay. This is before my time, I think, but I also remember talking about this last year a little bit. Did it come up last year in a discussion about trying to give him the $500 and just say, go get it fixed and we'll reimburse you $500?
Right. That's when it came up, and I think that's what it pertained to, because we tried and several occasions to get this completed. Had a gentleman hired to basically go build the rock pillar with the material we salvaged from the original.
Right.
Even had original pictures, so he knew what to build, and Ron agreed to the location. But then when it got right down to building it, he wanted two of them there instead of one, and the guy said he couldn't build two he said it would cost an additional amount of money. So
before you do anything, I would like a signed written agreement with Mr. Wyatt on the $500. If the county commission agreed $500, that's what we have agreed to, and I would like a signed document to that effect. It would be like an easement or a removal of replacement of a pole or whatever. So I want a signed document before we proceed with $500 now, and then later on be an additional bill, and later on an additional bill. We have done several things on that project that were
right. So we can basically hold harmless a release agreement. Okay. Would you get with Mr. Paulson? I think we've got other ones like that we've done.
Okay.
And I believe we did. I remember the conversation about the $500 and the pictures and all that. That's why I remember it. Mm-hmm. But if we get that done, we can push it through the system and get him reimbursed.
So the commission's still in agreement on the $500.
If we voted on it and said $500, and I want to look at the minutes and see, but if we voted on it and said $500, we are obligated to our word.
Right.
But I do want a signed document that that's what it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Parksley Lane, we're currently working on the what I call the second section. I've been working with White River trying. We need to move, I think there's five poles totally. Worked with Mr. Rob Dalton to look at that and try to get them moved. They said we need to get the easements. There's two property owners to deal with. That wouldn't be a problem, except when they were looking at this more closely, there is a well right next to the road that prevents them from moving the poles any closer to this well. And they're saying that the line cannot be within 30 feet of this well. Well, the line's currently within that distance. The well was drilled after the line was already there. So they can't move any farther away from their current position. And I asked him about moving that particular pole to the other side of the road. There's a wellhead on that side, so that prevents them from doing that. So we're pretty much at a standstill on getting the poles moved right now.
Well, Randy, we had an agreement with White River that they would move the poles. It's not our fault that the person infringed upon his easement to drill a well in our proposed easement, basically. I mean, close enough, it doesn't meet the offset. Doesn't have anything to do with us. I don't know what we do about that situation. Is it going to have to be underground for a stretch?
I did ask him about that, but they said the underground, and I don't know this. I need to guess talk to him and talk to another gentleman over there to find out a little more in detail. But I thought they could go underground and solve all this. It'd be a lot more expensive, probably two or three times more expensive than overhead. But that's the reason I wanted to mention it to you guys where we're at with that.
Well, we already have a pole. I mean, they've set a pole that's in the wrong location. They've agreed to move it. The problem is that when they get ready to pull the pump on the well, they can't have any power lines within a certain distance of that pump, of that well. Mm-hmm. This guy has drilled his well upon after we had already taken the road in. So I don't know what we do. I'd say that we need to get with Bob and have a conversation about what our rights are if they move in on a infringe upon our easement or our setbacks, if P&Z gets involved or what. I talked to the gentleman who owns those houses. He said it was real nice. He didn't, but it's clear that they drilled the well just because the power line had an opening there.
The well is not currently in our easement, but it's White River can't move their pole because it would end up in their easement. So it's kind of a catch 22 there, which is the best thing to do here. So
why don't you do this? Are you guys care if Bob runs with him out there to look at that? I think that he needs to go out and look at that situation. And it's not the only well involved. They actually, when these were drilled after the contingency of the cul-de-sac at the end, or the turnaround at the end. The houses and the wells were drilled after that. I think if you'll look on the paperwork, there was no house there, there was no well drilled. As a matter of fact, the underground that comes off of the pole that didn't go overhead to the house, the dirt's still fresh.
They do have an underground power line running from that new house and location underground to the other house. And so that's a service that's got to be put in a little bit deeper. That's not really a big issue. It's the location of the five poles right now. If we could move them back 5 feet, everything would be fine.
And the power company was in agreement with it. This is what I'm trying to tell you, gentlemen. I think Bob needs to go out and look at it and see what it has to do with P&Z's setbacks or our easements, or if there's anything that can be done there. Can't go across the road because they got a well drilled over there, but it's been there. It's been there longer than this other new house. Same owner. Yeah.
I'm fine with Bob going out.
Me too.
It seems like we could draw a picture, get the same thing without him traveling, but it's fine with me.
Okay.
And regarding your first thing you brought up, or was going to bring up, the attorney's asked us not to bring it up right now. Wait till he has some questions for you, because he wasn't aware of everything, and he wants to talk to you about something, and then about it, and then we can talk about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's basically all I have. So
before we leave, on back to Ronnie Wyatt, and I'll hopefully we get this done before the end of the year. If not, I'll be passing the buck to you, I guess, Dan.
The thing of it is if we got it in the minutes, Chuck, it's just, as far as I'm concerned, it's just as clear as a bell. If we owe him $500, we owe him $500. And
right. What I'm trying to get to is he also mentioned something to me about settling, and I've got a message to call him back. Have you talked with him, Randy, or anybody else talked with Ronnie recently? Okay. There may be another issue is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm not real sure.
Okay.
But I will call him back and tell him we'll get a letter together and we're all in agreement on $500.
If it's in the minutes. I want to be in the minutes.
It should be the minutes, because I remember the conversation now that you brought the pictures and we kept the old stone, and I remember all that conversation.
We kept the pictures. You asked one of the ladies to
start looking for that.
To look for those minutes.